Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Peter Welch, let's talk about immigration reform. For a little while there in the Senate, there was a compromise that a lot of people thought would do it, that we would finally get some kind of path to citizenship for those 11 or 12 million people who were here in the United States and had come across without having papers. But now it would appear in your house, in the Republican House, you're a Democrat, of course, there is significant enough opposition. So to put it in the colloquial, it ain't going to happen.
Well, I think it is going to happen, and I'll tell you why. Number one, it needs to happen for the country. I mean, this is going to be good for the country. The Congressional Budget Office did a study and says this actually is going to reduce our deficit. It's going to be economically beneficial to the country. It's really important in Vermont that we have an immigration reform that gives some stability to our farmers, and this is true in upstate New York. With the getting access to the labor they need, we've got to milk the cows, and we in fact are dependent on immigrant labor in order to do that. And you know, the bill that the Senate put together did the three things that are really essential. Number one, it's making the border secure. Folks have had a lot of concern about the security of the border, and there's an immense amount of focus on making that secure. Secondly, there is a path to citizenship. But it's not amnesty. I mean, this is, if folks want to become citizens, they have got to acknowledge that they were here illegally. It's sort of like if you are charged with an offense, you can admit in court that, yes, I committed that offense, and then you have to pay your penalty. And the folks, if they want to become citizens, have to pay fines, they have to pay all taxes, they have to be square with the government, they have to learn English. It's pretty tough. So it's earned. And then finally, we want to make sure that our agriculture community gets access to the labor that it needs, and that would be part of this legislation. And I think the Republicans who are struggling with it, a lot of them know, John McCain has been great on this, that this is good for the country, and he also knows that the Republican Party has to get to yes on this. They've got a real problem because some members in some gerrymandered districts will be rewarded if they just say no, but that's a terrible prescription for the Republican Party's future if it wants to win a presidency.
You mentioned secure borders. There are those people who have issues with this. First of all, they think that there are now more people going back to Mexico than coming this way. At least that's been the report we've been reading. Number two, that this is sort of a sop so that everybody can say, hey, we've made the border secure. So I have a question for you. Can we ever make the border secure?
Well, not totally. I mean, it's like, can you ever have an effective crime fighting
sure.
operation that stops any kind of crime, any kind of burglar or any kind of violent crime? I mean, we all know the answer to that is perfection is a goal, but it's usually out of reach. But you can try your best. And in fact, you know, Alan, it's definitely true that some of the provisions on border security were required in order to get some votes from senators who were in border states where that's a supercharged issue. But, you know, if you want to get something passed, there does have to be some give and take. And I thought what the Senate did was a practical and ultimately good piece of legislation that's good for our country.
The hope in the House of Representatives to move forward on this would be?
That we essentially, my hope is that we'd ultimately end up passing something as close to the Senate bill as possible. Mm-hmm. And what you're seeing now is that there's a lot in the business community that know that immigration reform is good for the country if
yeah.
we do it in this comprehensive way. And they're weighing in, and they're talking to a lot of Republicans who pay attention to them. The Chamber of Commerce is for it. So a lot of business groups that might have the ear of many of my Republican colleagues, they're weighing in and saying, hey, you guys got to get this done. So I'm seeing some changes in my Republican colleagues because they're hearing other voices, not just the folks who are saying no way to immigration reform under any terms or any conditions.
Let me talk to you about the National Security Agency, and you're on the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. What is your sense of this thing? Have we gone too far in terms of getting data from average Americans that, hey, I don't want anybody listening on my phone calls, and I don't want anybody checking my email or my letters.
NSA went way too far.
Okay.
And without any justification, developed this data mining project where they have all of our emails, all of our telephone calls, and they didn't tell any of us, including members of Congress, that they were doing it. And by the way, this costs billions of dollars.
Right.
And the budget is mostly secret. And among other things, if there's going to be this policy where you're vacuuming up all this information, the American people should be in on it. It's not as though you're revealing sources and methods. Obviously, you've got to keep that secret, or it's not as though you're interfering with an ongoing investigation. That has to be secret. You're just sweeping up all of the data from our emails and telephone logs. And I do not believe that the government should have unfettered power to do that without the American people being in on it. Secondly, I think that this secret budget is really a problem. I mean, you know that when one company, and this is Booz Allen, $6 billion in revenues, and 90 to 95%.
That's $6 billion with a B?
That's with a B.
Yeah.
And they are basically, they have one client, and it's the federal government, mostly NASA, or NSA, I mean. And those guys make a lot of money, and they push product. And whether what they're selling us is getting us what we want, whether it's useful or a waste of money, how do you know that if you don't even know they're doing it?
Well, the guy from the FBI stands up and he says, hey, you want another 9/11? Because that's your choice.
Sure, and that's the fear, and that allows them to justify doing whatever it is they want to do without having anyone inspect it. But, you know, Senator Leahy had a hearing in the Senate Judiciary Committee about this, and I saw him quoted in the paper today saying that he reviewed a lot of these so-called plots that were thwarted and was very skeptical that there was all that much there. So how do we know if we're not told, if we're not in on it? And we're not.
So in other words, how do you have a democracy if people don't have enough information to know how to vote?
We can get the balance. That's right. You know, there's got to be a balance. Security is a very important concern. But, you know, there's this thing called the Constitution, and that's very important, too. And that protects individuals from the unfettered power of government. And I found it very interesting on the Justin Amash Amendment, which I supported. That was to kind of rein in NSA. It only lost by a few votes, and you found very conservative members and very liberal members coming together. And basically what united us was a respect and belief in the importance of the constitutional provision of separation of powers and checks and balances. Limited government, small government. I'm for effective government. I want it to be effective, but I want it to be limited.
So you lost on that procedural vote by a few votes. Do you have hope that they will be reined in?
I do, because that vote was really a very clear indication of discontent by Congress about how far NSA has gone. And what you're seeing is that I think the administration is much more engaged in having a more public discussion about what's going on. There's going to be more committee concern about the limits of action by the NSA and other spy agencies. And there's a unity of interest here among many of us on both sides of the aisle.
It's always great to have Congressman Peter Welch, Democrat of Vermont, at large, in office since 2007. Peter, thank you so much. When we come back, I want to talk to you about how you get along with Republicans, okay?
Yes.